Hello again. You're listening to the news at 1. A man shot dead in West Belfast last night was suspected of murdering another man in Armagh a year ago. Kevin Conway, who was killed at his home in the Greenan area of the city, was on bail after being charged with the January 2023 murder of Shane Whitla, a shooting linked to an organised crime gang known as The Firm. Alison Morris is crime correspondent of the Belfast Telegraph and has more on this. Alison, thanks for taking our call today. First of all, what can you tell us about Kevin Conway?
So Kevin Conway was 26 years of age. He was originally from the Kewalke area of Lurgan in County Armagh, and he was well known to police. He was someone who had been involved in petty criminality since his early teens, but had more recently had moved to become a senior member of the crime gang known as The Firm, which is unusual in Northern Ireland terms in that we were classed as a cross-community crime gang. It's made up of people from both the Loyalist and Republican community heavily involved in the supply of drugs in that area. He had also been linked to the murder of a guy called Shane Whitla, who was shot dead in Lurgan in January last year, and he had been on bail in relation to that killing at the time. And his bail address was in West Belfast, which is the address where he was shot on Tuesday evening.
Right. And during those court hearings in relation to the Whitla murder, the court heard that Conway was under threat, or was considered to be under threat.
He was in place objected to his bail at that time, saying that they were worried there could be reprisal attacks, and if they were aware, he was under attack. And he was aware that he was under threat himself, and that is why his bail address had been moved outside of County Armagh and into Belfast. But, you know, someone like Kevin Conway, he would be well known in those criminal circles. West Belfast may not have been the safest place to live. There's also a very, you know, there'd be a significant, I suppose, contingent of dissident Republicans who would be trying to set down a marker to show people like Kevin Conway that they wouldn't be welcome in Republican areas or so-called Republican areas such as West Belfast. So police said they'd be looking at two lines of inquiry. One, is this a reprisal attack from criminals and rival criminals and those maybe who are linked to rival gangs who are attacking Kevin Conway, or is this dissident Republicans who are trying to make a point and lay down a marker in terms of people like Conway moving from other areas into places like West Belfast? Mm.
And if it is a killing that's been carried out in retribution, how concerned would police be that there could be further killings if this is a gangland feud?
Extremely. This is the third killing in the past few years linked to the gang known as The Firm, as well as Shane Whitla. There was also the murder of a guy called Malcolm McKeown again. And not only that, we have also had a spate of suicides in the County Armagh area. And some of those people, they're saying, were people who had been under threat or had amassed drug debts to members of The Firm, and then were told that they were going to be treated with violence if they didn't get money to repay those debts. So there's a real concern about the impact that this drug gang is having on the local community. Mm. And there's an added element to this as well. This isn't the first tragedy for the Conway family. Kevin Conway's father, Kevin Conway Sr., was 30 years of age in 1998 when he was abducted from his home in Lurgan. He was believed to have been killed by the IRA in relation to petty criminality, but they have never claimed that murder. And ironically, at the time when he was abducted, he was babysitting his three-month-old son. The child was found in the house alone, and Mr. Conway was found missing and didn't be recovered till a few days later when his body was found in a rural farmhouse. That child who was left in the house alone, that three-month-old child, was Kevin Conway Jr., who was shot dead last night.
Alison Morris, crime correspondent with The Telegraph. Thank you for talking to us.